Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says, I am coming in visitation in your life to bring a shaking of those things that can be shaken, that I might establish those things that cannot be shaken of my spirit and of my kingdom. I am removing long-standing issues and preparing you for the ministry portion that I have for you. There have been those who have suggested you're not qualified and you're not anointed and you're not gifted, but that's a lie, says the Father, for I have called you and I have anointed you. This is not a ministry that you're going to fulfill alone. I'm connecting you with others, connecting you with partners to launch into a purpose that will be effective and acknowledged in the body of Christ. Among other helpful people, this partnership will involve an intercessor, a specific intercessor who will stand in the gap for you, stand in the gap for your family, activating angelic assistance on a daily basis. Your first spiritual battlefield will be here at home, and you will move in power in your family. And as you speak, angels will war in your behalf. A teaching gift and an ability to impart my word will also be a part of this ministry, leading a small group of peers seeking the kingdom together. The Father says to initiate this group and embrace your leadership role in it. But remember, it's a peer leadership. No one person is in charge over everyone else. The Holy Ghost is setting the agenda for the meetings, even as it was in the Azusa Street outpouring. This group will provide a space for mutual learning, body ministry, and encouragement as you all grow in your understanding and ability to serve my kingdom. I have anointed you and I have gifted you as a facilitator who will guide discussions, share insights, and help others discover their own gifts and callings. As you seek me together, I will reveal my plans for greater things and greater outreach and equip you to fulfill them. It is though you are in the first quarter of a beautiful game. Relax and enjoy the journey and let it flow like a river. Don't be discouraged by the length of the match, the length of the game, or the challenges that might lay ahead, for you're in this for the long haul and not just short-term spiritual gains. Trust in my timing, says the Father, and my perfect plan for your life. I am with you every step of the way, and I will equip you with the strength and resources you need to succeed. Embrace the excitement of these new beginnings and the joy of serving me, not in isolation, but alongside others of like spirit and like mind. This is a season of growth and discovery, so be open to learning and expanding your understanding. Savor the moments of fellowship and connection within your small group and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you on this incredible journey.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word prophet 244321. If you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.